Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Queen of Stars by Dave Duncan, performed by Nick Podell. Chapter 1. Very few people had ever heard of the Starfire Gallery before the dragon came. Why should they? Starfire was merely an obscure art store on the ground floor of a dingy office block in a city whose inhabitants were much more interested in oil and money than art. On a hot and dusty evening in midsummer, Starfire hosted a preview of Mortality, an exciting, dynamic exhibition of the work of Avior, brilliant emerging Canadian sculptor. The showing did not go well. Most of the guests gulped down the wine, refused the cheese, and left in haste. On Sunday, the Herald art critic denounced the exhibit in words rarely found in a family newspaper. Obscene, revolting, and perverted were among the mildest of the adjectives. When the gallery opened at noon, TV crews were on hand to film the line of curious patrons waiting to get in and collect their reactions when they came out. By Monday, religious leaders were pontificating and the national press had picked up the story, slanting it to poke fun at the lack of artistic sensibility in an overgrown Western cowtown. One prestigious paper pointed out that a similar showing by the same artist in Toronto had gone without comment, not mentioning that the paper itself had ignored the event completely. One journalist revealed that Avior's real name was Mabel Bonalde. She had been born in Venezuela and now lived in Saskatchewan. Ms. Avior, reached by phone, retorted that Avior was her true name. Mabel had been her mother's mistake, but a showing in a backwoods redneck desert like Calgary had been entirely her own stupidity. She then hung up. By Tuesday, picketers were parading outside the gallery and local politicians were leaping on bandwagons, demanding action in the name of public decency. The mayor, while decrying any hint of censorship, floated a trial balloon about a court injunction. Even members of the faculty of the College of Art, who normally proclaimed their collective willingness to die for the cause of freedom of artistic expression, had trouble defending Mortality, although most of them did. The public shuddered in disgust and showed up in droves. At times, the line stretched 3 blocks. On Wednesday, a passing motorcyclist threw a hammer through one of the plate glass windows. 4 people sustained minor cuts, and the police closed the gallery in the name of public.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?